Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show actor, director, writer, producer. He does everything in Hollywood. Dean Cain, of course, you remember him from Superman with Terry Hatcher, such a great show. And he's done so many projects. He has a brand new movie coming out on Friday from Pinnacle Pictures and Damascus Road Productions entitled Little Angels, which he has written, directed, and starred in. This is really his baby. Dean, welcome to the show. I was born in 65. I was a history major, and I was a free safety. Other than that, I think our similarities end, Dean.
I was going to say we're the same person, Rick. That's all us. I was born in 66. You know, all I got is 1 year younger than you. That's it. Otherwise, we're exactly the same.
Everyone, I walk down the street, and they go, Dean? And I'm like, no, Rick. But you were Rick.
That's what I get. They're like, Rick Tittle? Is that you? I'm like, no, I'm Dean.
Well, you were Rick on 90210, right?
Exactly. I was trying early. I tried it from the very beginning, but they wouldn't let me play you. So I give up.
Yeah, but I didn't get a tryout with the Bills, though.
Yeah, that was I was very, very fortunate. You got to get some notoriety coming out of Princeton to get a shot at the NFL. And I was lucky that Jason Garrett was one of my teammates and that his dad, who was a scout for the NFL, was at every game and so saw my career. And I also broke a bunch of NCAA records. So I got a little bit of notoriety, got my shot, felt really comfortable in the NFL, loved the Bills system, loved being a professional athlete. I thought this is how it's supposed to be. I liked it even more than being in college. But an injury did me in, and that's the – unfortunately, that's the name of the game sometimes in professional sports, certainly football and obviously other sports too, but football has a high attrition rate for injuries, and it's just a bummer. But I got that question answered. I know that I could play there. I know I was there, so I don't have that nagging me in the back of my head, so I'm very blessed for that.
Yes, and people to know, Dean was a real ball hawk at Princeton back in the day. One other thing I want to ask you before we go to Little Angels, speaking of Ricks, BYU, Idaho, which was Rick's college. I was up there a couple of years ago, and just as a pilgrimage, I had to go to Rick's college. Are you a cop up there?
As a matter of fact, I am. I'm a reserve police officer in Pocatello, Idaho, and a fully sworn deputy sheriff in Frederick County, Virginia. So I do time in both departments as much as I can. Sometimes it gets more difficult than others, but I love and respect our men and women in blue. All our first responders. So instead of just talking about them all the time, you know, about 8 years ago, I joined up, and I'm honored to wear that badge and wear that blue and support our men and women in uniform.
Just as an aside, I know you played Scott Peterson in a movie. I can't believe that guy is still trying. He's still trying to get out. His family still thinks he's innocent.
Yeah, I think narcissists and people like that just tend to never give up. He probably believes he's innocent at this point. I don't have any evidence myself to uncover, but he sure looked guilty to me, and he certainly had his day in court, and it did not go his way. I don't feel like he'll be getting out anytime soon. Although under the former prosecutors and things like Gascon and people in Los Angeles, I thought he might have a shot, because they're letting everybody out. And I'm happy to see that he's not out. I'm sorry. But I'm happy that people don't equate me with him, because I did play him, and I looked an awful lot like him. And that was kind of a little scary for me.
All right, fair enough. Let's talk about Little Angels, because, as I said, this is your thing. You wrote it. You directed it. You starred in it. And it follows, speaking of football, a D1 coach. You play Jake Rogers, and you get into a little bit of a mishap. Tell us about the plot, please.
So the story is, you know, this guy, he's basically like a Nick Saban kind of guy. You know, he's winning the national championship again. He has got this great football program. And he has a girl soccer player come in to kick an extra point. They thought it was a good, you know, idea to, you know, for good publicity and whatever. And then he says something very off the cuff that, you know, we're in America, soccer's for girls, and gets in all kinds of trouble. And so he ends up getting suspended. And, you know, if you know these college football coaches, they make a good $5 million a year, or then some. He happens to make $5 million a year. And in order to save his job, he's got to go coach some under 13-year-old girl soccer players. He doesn't like kids, and he doesn't like soccer. And what follows is, you know, him learning from these young athletes and these young girls, you know, grace and relearning about teamwork and teaching, and he really sort of, you know, respects them and comes to really appreciate them and then starts to go out on a limb for them. And it's a very sweet, kind of like the Mighty Ducks, a bunch of misfits pulled together, people who don't want to be there together, who end up coming together for a greater cause. And it's a lovely for young, especially athletes, male and female. It's a very family-friendly film. I love it. It now lives and breathes on its own. I can't wait for people to go and see it. It opens this Friday, June 6th. If you go to littleangelsmovie.com, you can find out what theater is playing near you. And I'm just super, super excited to share this with the world.
I know that a lot of Christian faith-based organizations have endorsed this film. You mentioned a family film, so probably not a lot of full frontal nudity or F-bombs, I would imagine.
Not many of either one of those things at all. This is something you can take your entire family to. You should walk away with a smile if I did my job correctly. And it's one of those things that hopefully will stick with you. And the themes and ideas presented hopefully resonate with people everywhere. It's that, you know, it's that idea that we can't do it alone. We're all part of a team. You get knocked down 8 times, you get up 9. That's the way life works. And so I hope this film inspires young athletes, teaches people who don't understand teamwork and that sort of things, and opens people's minds to the ability for sports to transcend, you know, anything, color, religion, you name it. You know, teammates have to come together, and that's a big metaphor for life. So I hope that people really enjoy it, and please go watch it.
Now, I'll throw this in because I was discussing this earlier in the show, and I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble here, but of course at the CIF Track Championships, we had a young lady who participated, who used to be a boy, a transgendered athlete. And of course, these can be political footballs. And I was saying, like, I don't know what the answer is, because this person is a kid, it's a human being, and you want to be so, you want people to realize their dreams. But on the other hand, you know, these girls, it looks like a boy who literally just put on fake eyelashes. And so that's patently unfair as well. And so I know there's no right or wrong answer to this whole thing, but what you were saying about sports bringing everyone together, I think is very poignant right now.
Yeah, and I hate to disagree with you a little bit here, Rick, but I do think there's a right and wrong. I don't believe, as a former professional athlete, as someone who's around it constantly and has a young goddaughter and niece who are, you know, 14 years old and playing sports, boys have no business competing in girls' sports. There's a reason we had Title IX. There's a reason we have male and female sports. There's a physiological difference. There's not even a question about it. But the funny thing is, you know, this person who won that CIF 400 meter for the second year in a row ran a 55.7. You're not going to beat any boys running a 55.7. And I just don't think it's fair. If you want to have a third, I love athletics and I want everybody to compete, transgender, gay, straight, I don't care. But it should be fair biologically, and I don't think it's fair biologically for boys, even if they want to call themselves girls, to compete against women. I don't think that's fair at all. My last five ex-girlfriends were all pro athletes, and there is a huge difference between the male and female physiology. There's just no question about it. It's proven fact. So I don't like it, and I hope that. I hope that we come to an answer about this soon. I want everybody to compete in sports, but it needs to be fair.
Yeah, well, like I said, I felt sorry for the girls, but, you know, it's just it's a hard issue. Let me ask you this just as an aside, because I was a D2 player. You were in the Ivy League. And I sometimes wonder, because when we were playing in high school and college, especially as free safeties, I don't know how many times I led with my head, you know, against another guy who was just as fit and just as fast as me sprinting full speed. Do you find you get out of the shower and the shampoo is still in your hair? Like, have you had any type of CTE come in or I mean, we went from leather straps to those Rydell helmets. I was a little before the bike helmet. That was more like my later years in college. But how is your head is what I'm trying to ask, Dean.
Are you judging it by the things that I say or just by our experience?
I don't know. I'm kind of wondering, am I just senile or do I have CT?
Dean, you sound like you've had some brain damage. No, I got real lucky. I did get, you know, I got a lot of stingers. I got a couple of concussions in my day. I would see stars at least a few times a week. So I certainly got banged around, but I did a full complete brain scan. I've done it a number of times. Fortunately, I have no lingering effects.
Oh, wow.
People may argue with that. So I got real lucky with it. But, you know, it's worse, you know, as we're free safeties, we're coming up making big hits. We're not smacking people every play. It's those guys on the line who literally every snap are banging heads. Those guys, that part, those are the guys that I worry about more. And those linebackers with the, you know, every play they're coming in to fill in a gap. And those are huge, huge collisions. So I escaped with most of my faculties. My friends may argue differently. But as far as the science goes, I got lucky in that one. And, you know, people ask me all the time, would you want your kid to play? And I did. I did want my son to play if he wanted to play. And he didn't end up playing football past, into tackle football. But I would encourage for kids to be able to do that. It was very formative in my entire life playing that sport. And I would love for, you know, that sport to continue. Still my favorite sport. But like you said, when I look at my highlight tapes from college, every big highlight I have, penalty. Today's game, penalty. They're flagging me on everything.
Yeah. No, it's true. And you know what you said? We only have about a minute here, but what you said is so true, because my first year when I was 14, I didn't know if I was tough or not, and everybody was quitting. And after that freshman year of high school football, I don't think I was ever intimidated ever again. It had a huge effect on me.
Oh, it's gigantic. And you learn it. It's on and off the field and all the training and the time you put in, and you realize, okay, wow. And the thing that I love about it and about sports in that sense is it doesn't matter who you are, you know, what color you are, what your background is, are you rich, are you poor, can you do the job? And because you know you can't do it alone, so you need to depend on your teammates. And that you bond so tightly with these teammates of yours because you go through it together and you rise or fall together. It's an awesome, I mean, these are my closest friends in the world. And that's just, you know what someone's made of if you've been through it with them. Because you see them at their worst, they're most tired, hurting, in pain, feeling good, everything, and you really get an understanding of their character. And I just think that sports as a metaphor for life can't be underestimated at all, or even overestimated.
Everyone, yeah, no, I agree. Everybody should see Little Angels coming out this Friday, starring Dean Cain. He wrote it, he directed it from Pinnacle Peak and Damascus Road Productions. Dean, I enjoyed the conversation. Let's do it again down the road, man.
Rick, you got it, brother. I appreciate you. Thank you.